Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of bbfohio.com. I'm Pastor Greg, and I welcome you to our study in Luke chapter 24, verse 27, titled, "And All the Prophets." We're looking at a select number of Old Testament prophecies fulfilled by Jesus Christ and proving that He is the Messiah of Israel. And you can find the conclusion of this two-part study at bbfohio.com as we begin with the current events update and then the beginning of our study in Luke 24, 27, titled, "And All the Prophets." This is part one of two.
The current events update.
There we go.
The continuing struggle to get uncensored news and info. It's probably just going to be a struggle until we go home to be with the Lord. This happened when RFK Jr. was interviewed by ABC. He's a Democrat presidential candidate now, as of last week, I believe. And this is how it goes now when you're not dealing with news people, you're dealing with propagandists.
You've said in the past that there is a correlation between vaccines leading to autism. That's totally been debunked.
Wait a minute, who debunked it?
We have not seen any kind of scientific connection from the CDC, the World Health Organization, the National Academy of Sciences.
Those organizations are captive agencies, Lindsay.
And so you think they're all in cahoots?
Yeah, they're all captive.
Wow.
She just is tooting the party line and quoting CDC. I think I might have the next. Yeah. Who? That's the United Nations World Health Organization. And the National Academies of Science, which is completely given over to Darwinian, and they're all owned by the pharmaceutical companies. All of them. You want to know what's going on, you just chase the money trail. That's why the Bible says, Amen. The love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. And so is ABC News. They're owned by the pharmaceutical companies.
You've discussed the Kennedy family as like any family. There are disagreements. But I think what makes it different here is that several of your relatives have not just said that they disagree with you, but they've called you dangerous. And as you're probably well aware, there were two of your siblings and a niece who wrote in a Politico article back in 2019. He's helped to spread dangerous misinformation over social media.
You hear that little slip there, the way they play the game? His relatives said that he had spread dangerous information. They did not say that he is dangerous. How many of you know Christians that believe and attend churches that believe and preach dangerous false doctrines? Are they dangerous? Is that friend or relative of yours dangerous? No, they're not a danger to anybody, but on those or that particular doctrinal issue, they spread dangerous misinformation. For example, if they're telling everybody that using perverted new versions is okay, if they're saying that you don't need to repent and believe the gospel, if they're telling people that you can lose your salvation, that it's something that your works have to contribute to if you're going to eventually be saved. Those are dangerous false doctrines. John Wesley pretty much taught two of those three. Was John Wesley dangerous? See what I'm saying? That's a propagandist tool, is to mischaracterize what someone says about you so that then it makes you the danger, not the information. And that's how the leftist mind works. When you say homosexuality is a sin, you are dangerous. When you say abortion is murder, you are dangerous. And that's why if they had their way, they'd lock you up. And if it wasn't for the Second Amendment, they would lock you up. That's why they were going after the Second Amendment.
We should note that during our conversation, Kennedy made false claims about the COVID-19 vaccines. Data shows that the COVID-19 vaccines prevented millions of hospitalizations and deaths from the disease. He also made misleading claims about the relationship between vaccination and autism. Research shows that vaccines and the ingredients used for the vaccines do not cause autism, including multiple studies involving more than a million children and major medical associations like the American Academy of Pediatrics and the advocacy group Autism Speaks. We've used our editorial judgment in not including extended portions of that exchange in our interview. We thank Mr. Kennedy for the conversation.
They deleted huge portions of the conversation. And we thank you for the conversation. It's not a conversation when only one side gets to talk. It, you know, it sounded like squawk. That's what I heard. As many others put it, this is just one comment. ABC News aired a heavily censored interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., claiming that his remarks about COVID vaccines could not be aired. It is unclear what his actual claims were because he was censored. See, the idea of free speech is you hear the good and the bad, and then you use your brain, and you decide what's true and what's not. We are not supposed to have gatekeepers telling us what we can and can't hear or what we can and cannot think. These people are raw Marxism in the raw. I mean, they are Marxists. They want to control your children in the public schools. They want to take away your parental rights and allow them to have abortions and sex mutilation surgeries and chemical castrations without your knowledge. And they want to control everything that you see and everything you hear in order to force you to think the way they want you to think. And you know, one of the things they're after is the truth that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. And that if you do not repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, you will go to a lake of fire. Amen. And eventually, if they have their way, you'll get locked up for hate crimes if you preach that. That's where it's going. Yep. Sadly, this is how gullible and easily misled the typical American is today. Watch this closely. This is just a guy with a lint roller. All he did was say, film me. And he walked up and started doing this. And everybody cooperated. Look at him. That's exactly what the people who took the COVID vaccine looked like.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bah! What we want you to do is think. Listen, think, discern. Amen?
Amen.
To quote Bob Burney. The fake news media is owned by Big Pharma. And you need to know that so that you know why you're not getting the whole story.
Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer. Anderson Cooper 360. Brought to you by Pfizer. Brought to you by Pfizer. Making a difference. Brought to you by Pfizer. CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer. This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer. Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press Data Download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning is sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Bill Gates' advice on how to combat mistrust in science. At 60MinutesOvertime.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You really need to get vaccinated.
You know, COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older. And the more people who get them, the better we're going to be able to help stop the spread of COVID.
Just FYI, the video of people collapsing after getting the shot, those were added, but the actual ads, that's how it is. That's reality. You watch these shows, and brought to you by Pfizer, and that's why you will never hear the truth, and if you do speak the truth, you end up like Tucker Carlson. Mm-hmm. That's the message they're sending to you right now. So the beast media monopoly, that's what we should call the news media now. It is the beast media. And their monopoly is almost complete. They can taste the victory. Eight media giants now control 90% of what we read, watch, and listen to.
Wow.
And they're all in the same philosophical bed together. You have GE, and these are just their notable properties, but they own Comcast, NBC, Universal Pictures, Focus Features, News Corp owns Fox, Fox News, Wall Street Journal, New York Post. Disney owns ABC, ESPN, Pixar, Miramax, Marvel Studios. Viacom owns MTV, Nick Jr., BET, CMT, Paramount Pictures. Time Warner owns CNN, HBO, Time, and Warner Brothers. And CBS owns Showtime, Smithsonian Channel, NFL.com, Jeopardy, and 60 Minutes. And they own a lot more than that. Those are just the big ones. And you have eight media conglomerates who own 90% of everything everyone's reading. That is not healthy for a democratic constitutional republic as we are. You remember how outraged the media and leftists were when kids were put in cages when Trump was president? Remember that? I mean, it was wall to wall. Trump putting children in cages. Well, not only was he following the Obama policy, and when Obama's administration were doing it, they didn't say a word, but they're still doing it. And the news media is silent because they're beast media. They're not news media. That is happening right now. That picture was taken this week. This was Senator Ron Johnson. He says, pointing out what's happening. He says, where's the mainstream media? Where's the outrage? I'll tell you what. Listen, there's no outrage because the masses of dumb, ignorant, stupid sheeple haven't been told to be outraged. And when they're all told to be outraged, there's outrage. But right now, cage the kids. No call to be outraged. Crickets. If you don't see that we are already surrounded by an entire society who's just waiting for the Antichrist to show up and give them their marching orders, they are filled with the spirit of Antichrist. Already, they're just waiting for him to take center stage. And that's the reality of our current event. That's where we are. And we should be informed and pray accordingly.
Amen.
Pray for your loved ones. Pray for your friends and family. And have the courage to speak to them. They might not like me. Good. Good. Make some enemies. It's good for you. Get the blood pumping. Amen.
Amen.
I want to go up in the rapture with people glad to see me leave. If you go up in the rapture and people are sorry to see you leave, you know who you are? You're Lot's wife. You know who they were glad to see leave in the past? Jesus. That's why they killed him. 11 of the 12 apostles killed. Murdered the early church. Thousands, tens of thousands murdered. The rest were banished, had to live in caves. Why? Because they made all their relatives upset with them, and all their friends were mad at them, and all their co-workers hated them. John was talking about this morning during our Isaiah study about revival. When revival happens, one of two things will happen around you. Other people will get saved, or they'll try to kill you.
Amen.
You go read the history of the revivals when it's been a real revival, and there were threats. There were people coming into the church buildings and threatening and shooting people and stabbing people and everything. Now, what we're seeing today it's kind of a taste of that. Why are we having trans people go into church buildings and shoot and kill people? Because of their stand against their sin. That's what makes people mad. So if you're not making people mad, you need to look in the mirror and say, am I standing up against sin? Do my unsaved loved ones and friends see me as a helper to their wicked lifestyle? Do they think I'm on their side when it comes to their lifestyle? They should think you're on their side as far as they're going to heaven. They should think you're on their side and you love them enough to tell them that they need to repent or they're going to hell. That's what they need to, when they look at you, they need to, when they see you coming, oh no, here we go again. Yep. Amen.
Amen.
And you know what will change? If every Christian would step into their place in front of God on Judgment Day, what is God going to say to you on Judgment Day? That should be what affects your thinking day in and day out. Every day that you live, it shouldn't be, oh, what's so-and-so think of me? I don't want to hurt their feelings. You should be thinking, what is God going to think of me? What does God think of what I'm saying and doing right now? Why do you think I'm talking to you like this right now? I believe I'm going to be accountable to God for whether or not I challenge those who are under the teaching of this ministry as to whether or not you're going to face God on Judgment Day and be ashamed of yourself. And if you're taking a solid stand and you're handing out the gospel tracts, you're trying to talk to people when you get a chance about Jesus, be in the Word as you ought to be, pray as you ought to be, you're good to go. And I don't know, looking around, I don't know. Only you know. But I hope and pray that you take that challenge seriously. I'm so thankful the first year that I was saved and I was challenged like that. And I've failed many more times than I'd ever want to tell you. But it was a life-changing thing when I realized I needed to live my life every day thinking about what God thinks of me and having God in my thoughts. Thinking about God throughout my day. Thinking about His return, His rapture at any moment.
Amen.
If you live like that, the Bible itself says it has a purifying effect on you.
Amen.
Don't go buy some self-help nonsense. Do what the Bible says.
Amen.
You'll find it is life-changing. Amen?
Amen.
This is the record that God gave of His Son. Eternal life is in Jesus Christ. There are three that tell the story. Father, Spirit, Son. Three are one. Jesus Christ crucified. He bled and died. Paid the full price for sin and rose again. Believe the record in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ crucified. He bled and died. Paid the full price for sin and rose again. Jesus
Well, that's what our Bible study is about this morning, the record. This is the record that God gave of His Son. It wasn't just Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It was throughout the entire Old Testament as well. And so that's why we're in Luke 24, verse 27. Titled, And All the Prophets. Let's study this morning. We continue considering the Old Testament prophecies that Jesus would have discussed with the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Would have loved to have seen that. God can do anything. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm kind of hoping we get to see a film version of this. Wouldn't that be great? He just puts it up there on a screen for us to watch and see this stuff. Let's just read verse 27 again as a refresher as we get into this study. If you're there, read it with me. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Okay, we'll try that again. How many of you don't have your Bibles open? Come to the altar. Come to forward. We're going to have you repent.
Sorry.
Bible Believers Fellowship. Open your Bible.
Amen.
All right. I'm still hearing the pages. It's a beautiful sound. I know, Charlie. You just make the noise with your mouth. Click, click, click. All right, let's try it again. Verse 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Amen?
Amen.
So, have taken a couple weeks here to look at least some of the things Jesus more than likely pointed out to the disciples. It says, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures. So that must have been quite a study.
Yeah.
We began with Moses just as Jesus said he did last week, but we only looked at 8 clear prophecies fulfilled by Jesus. And just those 8 were fascinating, especially when you consider the odds of any one man fulfilling just 8 prophecies. And we saw that that number is 1 in 100 quadrillion. How many of you have that? Is that how much you have in your bank account there? Did anybody reach 100 quadrillion in your Monopoly game last night, Johnny? Did anybody get that?
No, we just got to the thousands.
That's quite a number, isn't it? As a matter of fact, for most of my life, I didn't even know that number existed. It's a number that you don't get, used. Congress hasn't reached it yet, as we mentioned. They're not quite there with the debt. So now we'll look at 8 messianic prophecies from the prophets in addition to Moses. So it'll be those odds doubled.
Wow.
Jesus said he started beginning at Moses and all the prophets. So we were given prophecies from 11 different prophets in the Old Testament. So obviously we're only going to give you 8 of those for time's sake and for understanding the odds. We'll look at 1 of each of the prophecies of these prophets. King David, you do know he was a prophet. Amen? At least 38 clear prophecies. I put a plus sign after each one because there are types and shadows and other things that point to Jesus Christ as well from these prophets. But we have more than 42 prophecies from the prophet Isaiah. We have more than 6 clear prophecies from the prophet Jeremiah, more than 2 from the prophet Daniel, but we're going to talk about the one that is really like no other prophecy you can imagine. And then there's Hosea, and we studied the book of Hosea and mentioned these. And then Jonah, one of the most important prophecies actually from Jonah. And then the 7th is Zechariah. And he's got some fascinating, amazing prophecies. We're going to pick one of his. And then finally, we'll look at Malachi, who has more than 2 plus. So first, we begin with King David. Psalm 22 is an amazing psalm. We could spend, and most of these, we could spend whole weeks going through the whole chapter that we're referring to. But we want to just get a good overview of these prophecies. And in Psalm 22:1, which is about the Messiah being killed, where it even mentions his being pierced in his hands and his feet before crucifixion was even being used as a form of execution. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Does that sound familiar? Those were the words of Jesus while dying on the cross. It's fulfilled in Matthew 27:46, if you want to turn there. Matthew 27:46.